It's the Daily Talk Show, everyone.
Are we on?
Yeah, we're on.
All right, we're running late.
When are we? 50...
Josh has done a...
We're 50, 58, 59. 58.
Josh has done a podcast with my mate who is next door at my office.
Yeah, Camden.
He got here and had a 45-minute convo.
Sorry about that. And now I'm rushing to get this done. We've got 30 minutes, so... BMAC, be prepared for a 30-minute episode.
Nothing more.
We're sorry about that. We're at your office again.
How much time do you spend coming up with emails before you hit send?
The other the other day, for the very first time ever, I used some sort of shortcut which sent the email.
Oh no!
Before it was ready.
Oh no!
And it was annoying because I was trying to come up with a good way of saying something. I'd sort of said it twice, so it looked like I was really... It was like a half-assed... It was sort of annoying.
It's Facebook. You know how you can't enter... Oh, sorry, return key sends the message on a computer. So, halfway through your love poem.
Well, there's some people who will put everything in a draft first without putting in the email address. Do you do that? I feel like someone I know does that.
I usually just remove... If I'm replying, I...
Delete
their email.
Yeah, that is you.
Just in case I pull a JJ and not the bit where he...
Exciting thing happened to me yesterday.
Did it?
Well, in the sense of I discovered something that I should have been doing for a long time.
Brushing your teeth.
No, I do that regularly. My mum's a dental nurse. Hey,
wearing
Mrs.
shoes.
Jansen.
Wearing undies.
No, not all of that. But I appreciate the other day when I had a client... meeting me downstairs, and you said, "Oh, mate, just put some shoes on."
Yeah, you got to.
Got to put shoes on.
It's not Boho Productions.
Just having socks on, working from home. But no, it's around, like Amazon. I've talked about Amazon Prime, and I get very excited about the opportunity of getting things delivered.
Mm.
It only occurred to me yesterday, why the fuck am I not using Woolworths or Coles online?
Well, they offer free delivery. Coles do.
Yeah, and Woolies is like fairly inexpensive. And so I did just that.
When? Yesterday? Did it come?
It arrived. So I tried to do Coles. It was like 1:30 p.m. I said to Brie, I don't feel like going to the shops. I'm like, we're doing it. Let's do fucking Coles online.
Yeah.
So that was my first preference. Went through, did all the ordering. And then the timelines that it could arrive was like... midday the next day.
Mm.
So the key with these, if you're going to use any of these services, doing it in the morning is the best option because it was like 1:40 all of these times to be able to get it disappeared.
You just reminded me. Amy told me about this. She then told me that during the day is free, but most people aren't fucking home during the day.
Yeah.
There's a premium for peak time, so like 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
if you're getting delivery. I think it's Woolworths, maybe.
Well, so Woolworths, I think we maybe spent $12
on delivery.
On delivery. However, the savings, because it's got like the little sort of ticker on how much things are, so fucking good. Like, just like, what else can we get? What else do we want? I fucking loved it. And so we went with Woolworths in the end, and I had two tabs open. And so I was comparing what we would have paid for Coles versus Woolies. And even though Woolies, we had the delivery cost, it actually came through cheaper.
Mate, you said earlier this week on the podcast that you get a bit funny before you go away. You get a bit anxious. There's two things that happen. One of them is going a bit e-com.
E-com. Love a bit of e-com.
The fuck says, I'll say it again. No one, I don't think anyone's ever said that sentence.
Going a bit e-com.
I've gone a bit e-com.
I think they do. Well, it will definitely be a thing if it already isn't. But so I had the option of selecting... different times in the morning.
Yes.
I could do, I think it was like between 6 and 9 a.m. or 5 and 8 a.m.
Someone listening is probably thinking, Josh has nothing on in his life.
I called you
this morning and you said, I said, what's up today? You said, oh, I've just got to do a bit of cooking. What the fuck are you? a fucking just a homebound guy who's a... who doesn't leave the house.
You're going to say a housewife, you're fucking sexist.
And then I realised that that's a bad thing to say.
Yeah. Well,
we all make fucking mistakes over here, right?
Okay. Well, you just made one, so settle
down.
Yeah,
I did. There's two girls in the room.
Yeah, just fucking shaking their head.
Shaking their head at me.
I'm so sorry.
They're actually laughing.
Okay. Yeah, because they're just like, this is the shit that we've put up with our whole life.
Yeah, it's bad.
No, so the...
It's good that I stopped myself though, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it was very good that you're filtering and that you reflect and you realize and you adjust.
It's probably... If you recorded yourself constantly, it would be more of a filter. Like, I think we put a filter on this to not be outrageous.
Yeah. We still be pretty outrageous.
But, yeah, we are.
But at home, you know, I've got like the security camera in the home office, which picks up sounds from other rooms. And if Bree and I have an argument, she's done a bit of a, well, let's pull up the... I didn't fucking say that. Put up the... Pull up the...
Oh, no.
And that has always... The rule has always been with a security camera, you cannot fucking default to the security camera in arguments.
It's not...
You can't...
Proof...
Yeah,
that you can bring to the the jury.
Exactly. It's so I did the so to answer your question, I do things.
You've got a bit on. That's why we're rushing to finish this podcast.
Well, no, I just it's at the moment it's that type of work which isn't necessarily like it's less sexy, like fucking emailing, meeting people, having phone calls. And once you do that, when you break up your day into fucking 30-minute or 1 hour increments. It's just amazing how quickly it fucking goes. But so I decided to do the morning so it was out of the way. And because I'm doing a slow cooked lamb, I need to put it in the oven early.
Have you put it in yet?
No.
That's
what she said.
All right, mate.
There we go. Settle down.
That's just...
Europe. That's what the housewife said.
How fucked is it that I was going to say that?
Yeah, it is.
And I've...
It's not too, like, you know what, like, given when you consider old people and what they do and what they say, like, it's fairly...
I know someone who, I won't say their name because it's fucked, without even thinking, bless their heart, said...
I don't know what you're about to say, go on.
Chuck a n in the wood pile.
What is that?
It's
that
an old saying. And
really?
You get the word that I'm saying. And it's an old term that it's from probably slave days.
Fuck.
How fucked is that?
Yeah, and that it even sort of made its way here. Like, it's just, that's fucked in so many ways. I don't do well with confronting when people are being a bit sexist or... homophobic or racist or like I...
What do you mean? Like you like wouldn't
I don't
call
know.
It out.
Well,
you'd call
I just
me
like,
out if I was doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I call you out, but like I was doing work with a not a client, but someone who was doing work with a client, just an older dude, and would just say things.
Fuck, we're cryptic, aren't we? Talking about other people.
But I just like you just sort of do the awkward laugh, which I don't feel good about. I feel like. I should probably say more in those scenarios.
I don't
scenarios.
Know. I think people, they get a reputation for doing it.
Yeah, well, I think it's that thing of, okay, if I don't say anything or do anything, I guess I'm sort of like enabling the behavior. And, but it's like it's at the same time, I don't think that me calling this guy out right now is the right answer. And it sometimes happens too with power. You know, you notice like it's the people who are a little bit powerful or they're a fucking a personality and they're just the bad behavior is
well, some people expected. On radio that are known for being a bit
bit off
and it's almost I don't know if do you reckon it becomes a thing for them, like they're known as the person that's a bit off,
yeah,
pushing the boundaries when it comes to, you know, women and
or just saying, you know, saying things where it's like I wouldn't have said that.
One of your things you say is like you don't want to be known for that stuff. Like if that's not, what do you say? Something around like if that's not the fight that you're wanting to.
Are you quoting
to
me?
Have?
Oh,
don't even start.
No,
so well, if it's
it's a picking of fights. I think what I've said is like I'd prefer to show. It's definitely like an actions thing where it's my point being that just always being the aggressive, you can't say that and go hard is less effective than sometimes being like, I'm going to be, you know, friendly with this person and then just sort of slowly come around to like, maybe you shouldn't say that about those people because it's not really. But
We met someone on the weekend. Amy met them, and it was an older guy, and they said something about, I've heard about your, is this the beautiful one or something? But it was just like, it was so innocent.
Yeah.
But I did feel like you could just say hi versus bringing up looks.
Yeah.
And just, going in for a double kiss.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe it's a different era. I was talking to my mate last night and we were talking about parenting and talking about our parents, your parents.
Mm-hmm.
No, we were talking about your parents. But we were talking about the parents. Era of yeah. parents yes. that are our parents' age.
Yeah.
And the difference, I think, to what the new age will be, I think, I do think that the younger generations are a bit more in tune with fucking talking about how we're feeling all the time.
I read something, it was posted by Kai, who runs Offscreen Magazine. It was a quote from the one of the contributors, I think, in the latest magazine. Mm. Latest issue, and it was something like the bigotry's always been there. All of these things have always been there, but the networks haven't. So that's what we're seeing now. We're seeing like all the social networks, and we're sort of colliding with all of these different sort of opinions.
Mm.
But yeah, no,
like knowing, I feel like I'll know what my kids are up to, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll know if they've been smoking a joint or smoking a cigarette. And I'll be able to smell it. I've gone through all that stuff. And I feel like
you've transitioned just slightly from bigotry to smoking pot.
Well, it's all around parenting and sort of...
Yeah, setting boundaries.
Like, I've had
showing
a lot of kids' parents that wouldn't have known, friends of mine.
Yeah.
Or haven't said anything. And clearly there's shit going down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like... Do you not... They didn't say anything. So I'm not... Maybe I'm judging their parent style. In terms of, I think for me, if I was in the case of got these kids around, and they're clearly off in the bedroom mm-hmm. doing something. There's some sort of smell coming out of there.
Yeah,
it's,
you would.
Like, what do you do?
Yeah,
I'm just thinking about all these things now with Bodhi, looking around, reflecting on my childhood and my upbringing and going, how the fuck am I going to do this? And what road am I going to take with Bodhi? Am I going to be a cool dad?
And what's cool?
Yeah,
it's cool being like, okay, guys, you can do heroin, but only in the house.
Yeah,
it's like the fucking kids are junky, and it's like, ah, oh, but his dad's really fucking cool. His dad wears a backwards cap. He's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. I think you need to define. Yeah, you're right. Totally right. Defining cool.
I think being cool is about allowing self-expression. Allowing your kids to, but also showing them, you know, different values. Mm. And like, so one value is around life, and it's around having a deliberate life and maybe avoiding some of these vices which can sort of fuck you up. I think
there's two ways. Let's look at you. And your upbringing.
Yeah.
Your decisions, not mm-hmm. your upbringing, but you personally.
Yeah.
And all the decisions you made
mm-hmm.
and all the fucking decisions I made.
Yeah.
And I said I would like my kids to be more like you growing up
uh-huh.
in their choices.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't even pick that.
Yeah, you can't really dictate it, can you? But I think that there's some qualities. I think leadership qualities lead to positive things.
I had some news from a friend. He called me early in the week and said, mate, did you know this dude died?
Mm.
Another guy I know killed himself.
Fuck.
And his brother killed himself years before, who I was really close with.
Yeah.
And this was his older brother, and this is why I've been sort of reminiscing, talking about how we grew up and the mm-hmm. shit we went through, and like my mate and I were saying, fuck, it's lucky we survived,
yeah.
And it's not even like we're from some third world country or gang areas. It's like
you're from fucking Brighton.
Yeah, we're talking about
what it like. Is it sort of the Hollywood effect which obviously Hollywood has. Like,
it's actually talking about the feeling of being naughty or doing, you know, like getting notoriety. These are all things of power. Like, you feel a bit powerful when you're fucking doing something a bit naughty. Oh, I'm stealing this. This is mine. Or, you know, you're getting in a fight and you win. It's like all these naughty things are senses of power.
Yep.
And these kids are probably feeling like a lot that I grew up with that have died were the naughtiest, were the troublemakers, nice people. And it's like they definitely were seeking something. I don't know what that something is. It's probably unique to each one of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's so tough.
What do you think you've been seeking in your life?
I've always gone after the thing, and I'm bringing it back to work because it's what we spend most of our time doing. Mm-hmm. But I don't see anything that I've done as work, really.
Yeah.
I've always gone after the things I'm passionate about that stimulate me and it helped me just be a bit more of a calmer person. Like, I feel something like editing I can do for 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I can't sit still a lot of the time. I grew up being really restless.
Yeah.
And maybe it is seeking the feeling of less restlessness, if that's a, is that a word. Yeah.
I think for me, it's like seeking to have the attention of a room or the seeking to...
You've got a mic in your hand and there's people in the room.
I'm living the dream.
You're killing it.
It is that, like, as a kid, it was definitely like I loved external praise. I loved, like, I would put together as SRC president, youngest SRC president ever in Glen Eagles history, I would write, you know, my speeches and shit and just got fucking really into it.
Yeah.
And that was... for me, that was like my focus.
You knew it young though. Or are you just reflecting on that now?
No, I knew it fit. Like, I knew that I liked that stuff early on. I think the weirdness is that, and I think that I was lucky that I had supportive teachers that actually enabled it, because in primary school, I didn't necessarily, I didn't get all the leadership. Like, I was given that leadership, you know, sports manager position, which was made specifically for me because I didn't get a sports monitor role, which was decided by the students. So clearly, they were running sort of a dictatorship, which you know, worked for me. But it's definitely...
How do you think that works for you now? Because it can, for me, if I think about me, if that was what I was seeking, which...
I think everything has its negatives.
Yeah.
So I think that the negative for me is that nothing ever feels good enough.
Mm.
Everything is always, I can never be in the present moment. It's like I'm here now, but it's not where I want to be.
Mm.
And I think that that's, and where I am now is where I wanted to be 4 years ago. And this is this constant thing that's happening. And I think that that's how I've been. I've always lived my life on looking way back and far ahead, not too far ahead, maybe like 3 years, and nothing probably in the middle.
Mm.
Do you think, how far forward do you think?
Yeah, not a great deal. I feel like I need to probably do a bit more of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, a year and a bit.
Well, I think that I do it for some things and not for other things. I don't really do it, like, I've learnt it with my health. But that's a perfect example, right? The things that you eat and the things that you do now, the exercise that you do, are going to be beneficial for you at, you know, in 6 months' time. And so it can be a little bit hard. Whereas I think I'm quite good at, like, planting the seed of saying, okay, I am doing this thing now, which is going to benefit me in, like, a year's time. I'm working on this thing and it's going to fucking release it.
Let's just take it down to a completely different place.
Yeah.
There's a new fad going around on YouTube, or it's like an old one that's picked up again.
Mm-hmm. Cinnamon challenge. No.
Well, that was one. That was years ago. Yeah. And that was like, what was the cinnamon challenge?
People would just eat a spoonful of cinnamon, right. And then they would just try it. They'd fucking...
Because the inevitable cough...
Well, yeah, you couldn't...
And choke comes.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's almost impossible, because it's like, it's dust. It's so fine and it just goes into your throat.
Yeah, as asthmatics, it probably wouldn't be ideal. There was another... Actually, fuck, one thing I need to do This is a remind. Can everyone remind me I need to pay my ambulance cover? I don't have ambulance cover at the moment. Everyone else should do that too.
$86.
It's worth it. Go on.
Yes. Then there was the most disgusting one. I actually thought it was a joke. Tide Pod Challenge.
Tide Pod. That's it's like a tripod?
No, it's a fucking dishwashing tablet that you put into your washing machine, your dishwasher. Kids were eating them? Joking about eating them, or some kids ate them. This is what's going on in this world. The one that's just come out, people snorting condoms.
Oh, I've seen that.
You saw that?
I've seen it. Like,
oh, yeah.
It makes you gag, so, doesn't it?
They're putting a condom, an empty condom, to their nostril and then going, and then it goes up and then comes out their mouth. So it's like hanging out their nose and out their mouth. And Michelle emailed us, said that what would you do to be famous? I fucking wouldn't do that. Nah. But some kids are trying to do this. It looks horrible. It's so disgusting.
That is horrendous.
But it blows my mind. Let's get the opinion of a 16-year-old. We've got Lucy.
Yeah, I should apprentice have brought here. My third
Lucy,
mic.
Come over here. What do you think of that?
I honestly don't have an opinion, to be honest. I'm grossed out by that.
What do you think of the people who are actually doing it? Like, what kind of a person? Do you know any of these kind of people that would even go to somewhere like that?
I didn't know that was even a thing to do that. Okay. Like, I knew about the Tide Pod thing because there's a lot of people on Twitter that I follow that talk about that, and I'm like, okay, but I haven't heard about this one.
So to scare parents, what are, like, if you're a parent, what is the thing that you're most scared of about what kids are doing today? Give us an insight.
I'm really boring and I'm very like anti-drugs and anti like drinking before it's great. Legal. So yeah. I'm like the most boring teenager.
You're just like me. But, hey, we're cool.
Yeah.
We're cool.
Yeah.
So what are the kids doing though? What are they, what's up for?
Well, there's just a lot of people that I used to go to school with when I actually went to school. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of kids that would come back to school like on the Monday and talk about how they got so wasted on the weekend.
That's very standard. Okay. That was a very standard thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember there was an overweight guy, would have been pushing 100 kilos, you know, in year 9. And he said, I got so fucked up that I needed my stomach pumped on the weekend.
Oh, God.
I said, oh, yeah, that sounds like a lot of pumping. And he said, I did a lot of pumping of your mum. I was like, wow. Like, I was...
Your mum jokes are always a winner.
I was so impressed that he was just fucking on it. I was like, you know what, Andre, you win.
You win.
You win.
You're sick and you win.
Yeah, I got in trouble. Types of things that I did, which I did get in trouble for, was we did like a Jackass style video where I, with woodwork, like when people were in woodwork, would get like the thin planks and get people punching through them and stuff. Just dumb shit like that.
And you get in trouble for that?
Yeah, and I wanted to put it up on YouTube, and I even went through and did motion tracking on everyone's uniforms to blur out the uniforms to do it.
God.
And we didn't end up putting it online.
Thanks for your comments, Lucy.
Yeah, thank you, Lucy.
You can find our episode with Lucy and learn more about her.
Our most popular episode ever, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of upsetting.
What's it called?
It's 16-year-old with the 16,000 followers on Instagram. Yeah,
find it at thedailytalkshow.com.
Yeah, but I also got in trouble for is it forgery? It's not fraud. That's too strong.
Stealing your mum's credit card.
No. There was a strike going on, teacher strike, and bunch of
they're always good because you get the day off.
Yeah, well, everyone got the day off except year nines,
and you were in year 9,
and I was in year 9. So I just got the document that said the years and just changed it, updated it, printed out a bunch of ones saying year 9s don't have to attend on this
day.
That's
genius. So you did forge.
Yeah, and so then I printed out like 20 of them and gave them to my friends. Said, here you go.
Did you know I was wrong at the time?
Not to the point. Like, you know how parents have a way of elevating things? Like, you could be in jail, Josh. I'm like, Mum, it's like one day. I just like, because she obviously found out because everyone else was at school. So there was a bit of that sort of stuff. Mum would always like, Mum was really funny about sick days. Like if I was, she was never, even though I got a souvlaki and a flake shake. Flake shake. It's from Wendy's.
Oh, wow.
They're fucking great. They put a lot of fudge
in
it.
Did you have to go to the West
Endeavour Hills? No, Endeavour Hills Shopping Centre, which is...
Yeah, to the shop. They are only in shopping centres. Wendy's are mostly only in shopping centres, aren't they?
Yeah. But are you different to our American audience? It's a mainly ice cream stuff. My brother did work experience because my auntie was a franchisee of the Rosebud Wendy's and he had so many blue slushies that his shit went blue.
No.
Yeah. Cool story. But the, when I'm being sick, Mum was like, was really like funny on us being like, she would get really mad if we were like homesick. Like she would test us by just being an asshole to us, being
this is disgusting.
That sort of stuff. Like anytime I'm like, I'm not feeling well. It's like, Josh, I know what you're doing and it's disgusting.
Your mum, in one word from this podcast, if you listen, outrage. She was always outraged.
She always was. Or just like...
blown away by what her three little boys were doing.
That's what... I think that was her strategy, which was just like always outraged.
See, here's the thing. In life, you do that shit when you're young. Yeah. Forge that letter.
You need that experience.
It's funny. I knew a girl... that probably didn't learn that lesson, probably didn't do what you did then and worked out that, fuck, you can't do that shit.
Yeah.
She had a doctor's pad. So, like, doctor's certificate pad had been stolen from somewhere.
So, writing out prescriptions, basically.
She had that too, but she also... no, but it was...
she was running a full medical clinic.
She was forging...
doctor's certs.
Say she was sick.
Yeah.
And her workplace called... and they said, no.
How do you know this person?
Oh, I'm not. This was when I was 20.
Okay, sure.
We're not friends anymore. But she got fired.
Of course.
But like they said, at what point do you learn this shit, right? It's like the dude who died that I know. This is the conversation we're having. Is like going from like thinking about when we were young and all the shit we did.
Yeah.
And how outrageous it was. And like we had no clue. And, you know, we'd go out, get wasted. Have no responsibility the next day, so you could sleep all day, so that wasn't an issue. It's like they just didn't grow up. A lot of the people that aren't here anymore that I grew up with did not grow up.
Yeah.
And they just were in that world. It felt like we'd transition, good or for bad. It's like feel like you just make it through, right? It's like...
it's interesting how much like being a young kid, like what you are like when you're a teenager translates.
Mm.
Because there's like... The people who were bullies in my school, like they went on to jail. Like
really?
Yeah. So like I noticed that being like there's a couple of, you know, outliers where it's like, yeah, fucking real naughty kid now has a huge landscaping business and fucking killing it, right? And so there's people out there who have done that. But I'm trying to think what else, other shit that I'll do. I remember that I was like determined to try and anything IT related, trying to get like into the school system or trying to set up I was like had a plan which I never actually acted on, but I wanted
to take down the whole schooling system.
No, what I would do was I'd found like an Ethernet port and we could access, we didn't have access to wireless, like Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
the teachers did. You had to go straight in.
Straight into the comp.
And so I had sort of like worked out a spot where I'd be able to actually hide like a wireless router. So I'd be able to run my own wireless network. But I'm trying to think of what the fucking thing. I'm sure from an IT point of view, I would have definitely, because I was having.
See, the problem was you were smarter than most of the teachers when it came to the IT stuff.
Yeah. Well, the network guy just fucking hated me because I was just like always, from the SRC point of view, I was always pushing for us to have like unrestricted internet. And they actually, how about this? The IT department blocked joshjansen.com from the...
No!
I made a film which... I should uncover and maybe share it on my Facebook, but it was from 2008, maybe 2007. No, not Cheese in a Can. It was a film called Teen Tech, And what I did was I used MySpace, MSN, all that sort of thing, and spent the day chatting to, like, talking to people. So what we'd do is we'd be like, ah, oh, JD, we're chatting to him on MSN. He's just invited us over to his place. And then my mate, who was 18, would drive there. And then we would like, and on the way we'd be like, oh, here's a Wi-Fi hotspot, would fucking connect and be like, I remember I Skyped my pa from a computer that I was using on someone else's Wi-Fi. And in fact, it was just a lot easier. Like, there was way less encryption and things. So you could just, you could download a Firefox add-on where you would connect to a Wi-Fi, and anytime anyone would log in to Facebook, Twitter, and all that sort of thing, their username and password would just come up. You'd click through and you'd be logged in as them. Yeah. Like, I was saying that to Campton before, who's a big sort of secure, like, very into sort of keeping everything secure.
Yeah.
I was saying, on the older iPhones, I used to always be blown away because when you'd plug it into a computer, you would just, like, be straight away connected. It never used to, you know how it asks, is this a trusted computer? Yeah, now
put in your PIN pack code. What is it? PIN code?
PIN code. Never used to do that. And I used to always think, fuck, it would be awesome to go to either a cafe or an airport and set up a row of USB charging ports and basically on the other end have a computer and just fucking download all of their shit.
For what? I love that you had all these thoughts, but you're not the criminal mind, but you had the initial thought of how to do the crime, but nothing after that. You're like, oh, once they've done that, what?
Well, that's the problem.
Nothing. I just like to know that I could do it.
That's why I'd be, there's what's known as white hack. White hat hackers.
Good for good.
Yeah. So you got black hat, white hat. So people who are hacking shit for good. So they will be, the top banks will hire them to go and try and break in.
Fact. I mean, that's a career that you'd feel like.
Yeah.
That's not work.
You're but like, I love the social engineering element of it. I like the idea. I was talking to Campton about it before, and he was saying that he was laughing about all the spy chat that we had and being a PI. I think we definitely need to organize, before I go away, we need to organize a week where I'm investigating you.
Catch me out for making misogynist comments.
How much info I can get on you and stuff, and you sign away so you can say that I can do it.
Episode is Tommy suing Josh because he didn't sign the form.
No, the thing is that Bree's already picked up, because the other day I was thinking about it. I was on like this spy shop and I was just ready to drop like...
You went e-com again.
Yeah, went e-com, nearly dropped $1,000 on all these spy toys. Like different shit to be able to like fucking...
Oh,
like
fuck.
Little SIM... Because, you know, you can have a SIM card. So like one of the probably easiest ones is like a little box, which is essentially a microphone, and it's got a SIM card in it. So it's got its own, it's like a phone, but it's like it's on a constant call. So you can like listen in and hear what someone's saying. And if you had like, say, an Android phone or things like that, I could download, certain apps so that you could do all this stuff. So
I'd like it if you could get something that I've done wrong.
Well, yeah, I just...
See if you could. That's your challenge.
So, yeah, we'll do it so it's legit and you've signed over your stuff. I won't do anything like
video of like photos of me picking my nose in my car, driving down Punt Road, just so bored in traffic, just fuck. Look at him, just up the nose.
Oh, man.
I've beat up people not physically, but on this podcast, for people for littering.
Yeah.
Catch me littering. I'd never litter, so
okay.
Good luck with
definitely.
That.
All right, let's do it. So sometime, how about this? Sometime in the next week, and I'm not going to mention it again, but this is you're giving permission. All right. So in the next week, I'll spend a day or 2 days, whichever I decide, 48 hours. Over a 48-hour period, I will be getting content on you or getting information. What's some of the ground rules? What are some of the no-go zones, please? I need boundaries.
I don't give a shit.
Okay.
Blur it.
Okay,
I don't know where you're going to get that.
I won't involve your family as much as I can.
If you hack me somehow.
I can't ruin any of your data. Could you imagine?
But you have to tell me. I don't want to live in a place where I'm like worried so much. Who the fuck has done this? You'll get blamed for anything if anything happens. If there's someone smarter than you on this podcast listening...
I'm fucking excited.
You'd, Yeah.
Everyone, it's a daily talk show. I've got some ideas actually that I'm gonna do. So I'll make sure I try and record it so I can catch it.
Changing all my passwords as of right now.
Thanks everyone. Have a good one. Bye.